This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Just Blake and Josh with you here today. Justin, down in sunny Florida, catching some rays at Disney with the wife and kids. I've been seeing a lot of videos. It looks like they're having a good time. Justin's a big nerd, so I know he's probably like pushing kids out of the way to get on rides and stuff and meet the princesses.
He was saying, what, breakfast with Ariel the other day, and I think he kind of met just him.
Yeah, the wife and kids were probably still back in bed. Yeah,
exactly.
So just Josh and myself here today. We got a really fun episode lined up for you guys. We actually have the founder and president and the CEO of Guardian Sports going to be joining us later on the episode. You guys know the Guardian Sports caps that the NFL has been wearing the last couple of years in training camps now are going to be allowed to be worn in the games and now mandatory for almost every position group. Starting, I believe, in training camp through all the contact practices throughout up till the Super Bowl. So we brought these guys on. We're going to bring these guys on, talk to them about their business, what it does, how it came to be. So we're really excited to bring them on here in a couple of minutes. Before we do, though, remember, if you want to get your intros and your voicemails on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com. Tap leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. You can also find the merch store there. Get yourself some t-shirts, hoodies, all that good stuff. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you don't miss any of the new content that we're putting out. We're creeping closer to that 10,000 subscriber mark, really trying to get there before the start of the football season, and we'll put on quite the celebration if we do. So it seems like not that I did just on Facebook a couple weeks ago, I sent Justin and Josh a screenshot. It was the anniversary date of our first premiere episode.
Yep.
And it was so bad. We got like 18 views or something on YouTube. So I know it seems like we've been bugging you guys for what seems like forever. It's only been four short years, and to go from zero to creeping up on 10,000, we really appreciate everybody who's liked and subscribed already. We wouldn't be here without you guys. So we appreciate everybody who has and everybody who will in the future. You guys have made a couple little boys' dreams come true. If you prefer to just listen to the show, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google as well. Leaving 5-star reviews always helps on those platforms, helps us find more people. And you can also find us on all the major social media platforms. Just search at the Dogs Podcast. Lastly, if you're looking for more dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page, get access to the private Discord, get your extra episode every week, play fantasy football with us once the season rolls around.
That's not too far off.
No. So yeah, we'll be putting signups out for the leagues. Last year we had 4 redraft leagues and a dynasty league.
We had 5 redrafts. That's why we had to have Kenny do
that's one. Right. We had 5 redraft
leagues. So we had 6 fantasy leagues last year.
So we'll see how many we're going to have this year. I think we've doubled in size every year that we started doing fantasy football, if not more than doubled. So if we can get even more, that'd be awesome. We'll get people who are already Dog Pack members to sign up and be captains of a league and all that good stuff. It's just a ton of fun too. Just playing fantasy football with people from all over the world. It's a cool experience. So if you want to hang out with us, you want to meet a lot of cool guys and gals from all over the country and all over the world who are diehard Browns fans, check out jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. So we're very excited to welcome to the show Lee and Jake Hansen. Lee is the founder and the president of Guardian Sports. Jake Hansen, his son, is the COO, the chief operating officer. We're so excited to have you guys with us here today. I know a lot of NFL fans and Browns fans in particular with our show, that we're going to be seeing a lot more of the Guardian caps going forward. And I think there's going to be like some interest in where do these come from? What do they do? What's the purpose? What's the future? We're really excited to kind of dive into anything and everything with you guys. We appreciate you guys taking time out of your day and coming and hanging out with us on the Dogs.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And then one person that didn't join us is our wife, Erin. She's the CEO of a Guardian, so she would love to have been here tonight, but she's traveling, so sorry about that.
Life of a CEO. I would like to say I can relate, but I can't. So I guess before we like dive into any of the nitty-gritty stuff, I just kind of wanted to get an idea. Like we talked a little bit before we came on. This started when Jake was in middle school. How did you start this? How did you get the idea? Does anybody have what's your background in? Do you guys have backgrounds in neuroscience or engineering or anything like that? And then I guess, did you approach the NFL, you know, a few years back when the stuff started coming out, or did they search you out and they're like, hey, I think we could use your guys' help? Just kind of how did you guys start? And then how did the partnership with the NFL kind of come to fruition?
That's a lot. Yeah. It took us been over about 12 or 14 years. A lot of people call this an overnight success, a 12-year overnight success. But, background is I'm a chemical engineer from Georgia Tech. Worked in corporate America for probably about 12 years and started the Hansen Group as a technology company back in 1996. And so we solved a lot of problems for major corporations. So companies like 3M and BASF and other companies, we do a lot of technology for them. And that kind of evolved into where we came up today. So probably in 2010, we got approached by some doctors that said, hey, we want to create a football helmet that's got a soft impact to it, so a soft covering to it. And so with our polyurethane and our chemistry background, we formulated a product to help them build this helmet and give it, and it worked great. The results came out that are fantastic, but it was before its time. 2010 was just when all the CTE and all the concussion stuff was coming out, and it was before its time.
Yeah.
And so we left a meeting on Park Avenue, a concussion conference they had on Park Avenue, and Erin and I said, hey, we know that we can create something that works by putting that soft covering on the outside. But it's all about physics, all about science and engineering. And so we came back and went back into the lab, and voila, that came up the Guardian cap. And we wanted something that was affordable, one size fits all helmets. So a kid that's 6 years old is wearing the same Guardian cap as a college player. And that we started that about 2012 was the first year we rolled it out. Yeah. You'll follow up the rest of the history?
Yeah. I mean, so the reason that it got started is we were in that B2B space of material science. But ultimately, what caused Guardian to be founded is we did a market study to say, okay, how many football players are there in the country? 5 million. We can get, 5% of the market covered? Yeah, that seems like a reasonable goal. So Lee decided that he would go ahead and purchase 250,000 units back in 2011.
I'm an optimistic engineer. I do it work. Why did everybody else do it work?
Yeah.
So he was very confident on that side. But what we failed to consider is just how much change it was still going to cause. So the adoption was a lot slower out of the gate. So they got started right when I was starting to play football. And that's when they were selling it out of the trunk of their car, meeting with different parents, meeting with different coaches. So seeing them go from these higher level business meetings with BASF, 3M, but these larger corporations to literally slinging a product out of their trunk was pretty humbling as a kid. But slowly over time, people just started to adopt it. So some of our first adopters were South Carolina and Clemson University. They took that on back in 2013 as the first college adopters, and it just kind of spread from there. So players who had used the caps in practice became coaches, and they wanted to see the same impact reduction passed along to their athletes as well. So that's kind of it grew from a grassroots perspective from 2013 to 2017, based on just having more units out on the field and having about 5 years of data at that point, the NFL approached us and asked to submit for the NFL Head Health Tech Challenge. And we submitted and actually won that back in 2017.
That was the first year. That was the first year the NFL had the Head Health Challenge, and we were the first winners of it.
Yeah.
And that kind of put us on the radar for the NFL. The NFL doesn't do anything until they've tried and proven and tested it and everything else. So that's what happened basically for the next several years is the NFL took it and they were interviewing all the colleges that were using it. They were taking it to their labs. They were testing it over and over and over again until we got to about 2021.
Yeah.
And that's when they allowed it, or they mandated it.
No,
so they allowed it in 2021, and that's when Matthew Stafford, you want to tell that story?
Yeah. So 2021, going up to that point, we had added some significant college brands. We added Alabama, we added Georgia, we added some others. But 2021 was the first year that an NFL team actually was allowed to purchase Guardian caps. And it was the Los Angeles Rams the year that they won the Super Bowl. So the story of how that came about is Matt Stafford, their new $40-plus million a year quarterback, was out at practice and rotated on a pass and cracked his thumb on a defensive lineman's helmet. After that, the next day, Sean McVay told their equipment manager, called him up, we're going to outfit the entire team in Guardian caps. I don't care about... At that point, I don't think they were as worried about the impact reduction as just protecting their QBs. You know,
whatever it takes, whatever it takes.
Whatever benefit we could get, that's what we were going for. So 2021, the Rams were one of the only teams, as well as a few others, using it out on the field. And then 2022, Aaron and Lee were leaving church one day and got a call from the NFL asking that if in 1 month, if they were to mandate the use of Guardian caps for all offensive linemen and defensive linemen, could we provide caps for all 32 NFL teams? So one of our mottos here is we'll figure it out. So that was exactly what they said. And they called him up, said, yep, we'll figure it out one way or another, and got him out on the field in 2022. NFL saw some tremendous results, resulting in a 53% drop in concussions, as stated by them. That went so well, they rolled it out the following year to 2023, saw another 50% drop in concussions and a 7-year low by expanding to tight ends and linebackers. And then now we're where we are today, which is they're using it in all position groups outside of quarterbacks, kickers, and punters. And now even we'll have the ability to wear them in games.
It's kind of crazy. It's like you said, people are saying it's an overnight success because it started when you were in middle school. And now you're the CEO of the company. You know what I mean? So, and to go, like you said, from these big corporate meetings with guys like 3M to your door to door salesman out of the trunk of your car. It's congratulations on just like the success. I mean, that's the American dream right there. I guess how compared to the first iteration in 2012 that you came up with, to now, has it changed much, or is it pretty much same design? Like you guys kind of hit it out of the park on your first try.
It's the same design. I mean, we modified a couple of things. We put elastic straps on the front just to help prevent it from breaking. It gives that movement, that rotational movement. But no, if something is working, don't mess with it. And that's kind of how we kept the whole thing. The whole thing is from 2012 until now. It's the same look. The same goofy look, but it's the same look.
the only difference that we've seen with this is we did make modifications for the NFL just because that is a larger player hitting at a higher velocity with more force behind each hit. So we added an extra layer of foam and padding to the Guardian cap for those larger athletes that need that extra layer.
So the initial XT that we have weighs about 7 ounces, and the one for the NFL weighs about 12 ounces.
Yeah.
So it's just a couple ounces more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's interesting because I know Blake was talking about how it seems like you guys are talking about success overnight. I feel like fans that aren't really plugged into their teams year round, they might catch a picture here and there from like a training camp or a practice or something, see the Guardian cap, and you'll hear them say like, why is the guy wearing that pillow on his head or whatever, and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know how many fans actually realize that, like you said, last year they were mandated. What was it for? It was for training camp, right? Or was it for all the practices?
Yep, 2022, it was just training camp.
22, yeah.
And then last year, they were mandated for all contact practices
up and through the Super Bowl.
Okay. Yep. And now this year, I still don't know how many people out there realize these things, like you said, can be worn during the game. So I guess, do you guys have like an indication at this point, like how many players in the NFL in 2024 that, you know, they're expecting to actually wear these during games?
We really don't know how many, but every team has bought a game version of the Guardian Cap. So okay. They've all bought enough. If somebody does want to wear it, they have it available. If somebody transfers from, say, the Patriots to the Browns, they will have a Guardian Cap at the Browns with a cover for 2024. So they're ready.
Okay,
they're prepared. So it's just a player's choice. Yeah.
So then what do those covers look like? I mean, we were talking about how, well, you know, the teams have like these logos and stuff, except for the Browns, of course. But, you know, most teams have the logos and stuff on the helmets. Like, are they just going to be colored the same as that team's helmet? Or they're going to be actually like logos somehow put onto the soft caps? Or what's the plan there?
Yeah, so we're working on designs right now, working with each equipment manager just to make sure that we can as closely mimic the existing helmet as possible. So we're working with creating a sublimated fabric that fits over the existing Guardian Cap. So, for example, the Bengals having those stripes that go all the way across, trying to get that done and doing that over this cap that has these individual pods would be nearly impossible. So the stopgap solution for this upcoming season is we're going to have that sublimated fabric. We're always working on the next iteration. I mean, transparently for us, the goal has just been, this is a product that works. Let's get it out on the field. And that's really been the egg bowl. It's just to help the athletes. Now that this is an option for different players, we're starting to put aesthetics at more of a priority while still maintaining that impact reduction and all of the statistics that have gotten us here and even trying to improve upon. So we'll see what it looks like in the future. But for this upcoming season, we're targeting just matching the existing helmet with that helmet cap.
Nice. That was definitely something I was curious about in terms of like, especially a lot of teams are revamping their logos and stuff. And I'm like, are they going to want their team logo covered up on game day when it's, you know, 20 million people are watching? So that's something I was really curious about. You mentioned about how the NFL saw a 53% reduction in concussions once they started implementing them into the camps and the practices. So obviously this is the first year where players may wear them in the game. They have the option to wear them in the game that doesn't. So does that mean they saw the reduction in practices, or I guess does reducing impact in practice, since there's not the repeated blows of the head in practice, the head can take a little bit more in a game? So we're seeing less, like how does that correlate then, I guess, for people who don't know, like
so
myself?
Their test data set that the NFL conducted to arrive at that 53% reduction was just during training camp.
Okay.
That's the they've published.
Training camp and regular practices this last year.
No, the 46% was still just
46%.
Yeah, it was still during that same training.
2022.
We don't know what the full run rate is. They haven't shared that at this point. But what we've seen and throughout our entire careers with the Guardian Cap is that there have been studies that the average high school lineman, this was a few years ago done by Purdue, but the average high school lineman takes between 1,100 to 1,500 hits to the head every single season. Boston University stated that for every 2.6 years that you play football, your risk of CTE doubles. It's not those big hits on Sundays that we're always trying to reduce. Does this reduce some of that impact? Absolutely. It's more those non-concussive blows that accumulate over time that the Guardian Cap is really seeking to address. I mean, if you're a lineman, you are somehow getting your head into every single play. So no one knows what a concussion is. No one knows what causes it. But we do have a strong confidence that if we can reduce those non-concussive blows over time, we just hope that we create a better outcome for these players.
I think of the players that end up with concussions from hitting the ground, too.
Yeah,
so I feel like that would also help, you know, kind of.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, just like we talk about Matthew Stafford, it protected his thumb, but also his players hit elbows. Players get their hands caught between two helmets and breaking fingers. We had Boston University, the athletic trainer there came back and said after using Guardian Caps, she saw a huge reduction in broken fingers and elbows and everything else. I mean, knees and aspect there. So it helps protect the whole body.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Dog Pack Father's Day is right around the corner. So what do you give the man who has essentially everything he already needs? I mean, it's always so hard at Father's Day and on dad's birthdays and things like that. So what does this guy even really need? Well, let me make it easy for you guys. Get him steak and burgers and brats and jumbo franks and chicken and everything that Omaha Steaks has to offer, because dads want meat. And it's the perfect gift because you know he's going to use it. It's grilling season. Your dad, your grandpa, these guys, you as a dad, we're going to be grilling out all summer long. So get things kicked off the right way with Omaha Steaks for Father's Day. It's what I get my dad, my grandpa, my father-in-law every year for Father's Day, because I know they're going to use it. They love the food and it just goes a long way. They can continue. I mean, obviously they grill out once, twice, three times, and they just keep using the food that you got them for Father's Day. It's the perfect gift. And right now, when you go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out for an additional discount when you shop the gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks are making this very easy for you guys to put a smile on the big guys' faces this summer. They've got hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89 for Father's Day. And like I said, omahasteaks.com, use that promo code DOGS when you check out for an additional discount on your order. So don't stress, don't fret, make Father's Day easy for all the dads in your life. And you know, if your wife or your kids are saying, hey, dad, what do you want for Father's Day? Just tell them, get me some damn good food from Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S when you check out. Shop the Father's Day selection, all their gift packages starting at $89. And with that promo code DOGS when you check out, you get an additional discount on your order. So don't wait. Get everything ready to go now. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code DOGS. Get all the dads in your life the perfect gift for Father's Day.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you, I don't know, maybe, no. I don't know if you can disclose this. This might be like insider information, I guess. Do you foresee them becoming mandatory for in games, like down the road? Do you think that's the way the direction's going? I would imagine they probably don't give you that kind of information.
We get told on the Sunday before they mandate. Yeah.
Okay.
We're the last ones to find out.
We're making the best product that provides the best protection out there. And then once they realize it, then they let us know how many they want.
I guess then I work in the manufacturing field. So I'm curious about like the making of them. They give you this short notice. They call you and say, if we mandate it for everybody, can you have us, you know, enough to fit every lineman on every team in the league in 5 days? How extensive is the manufacturing process? Like, can you bang out a bunch of them real quick, or is it, are they all hand stitched, handmade? Like, how is it, like how extensive is it?
Yeah, it's an extensive process, but we're already making so many for colleges and high schools and stuff like that. The main components, we're stamping them out. We're just adding extra layers for the NFL.
Okay.
So it's not that difficult, but it's getting all the raw materials, everything there in one place. So it is. It's just transportation tied.
I do know so, raw material issues are an issue. At least they're not made of metal. Steel's hard to find anymore.
You see that. But no, I mean, one of our company goals has been and will continue to be next day shipping guaranteed. So we try and get this product. We invest up front because we love football coaches, but football coaches in a lot of cases tend to order last minute. So we want to be able to provide for them. And if they have to have guardian caps the next day, whether it be the NFL or whether it be your local youth organization, we're going to ship it out the next day. We're going to invest in that inventory, and we want to make sure that we take care of our customers on that side.
Yeah, we keep a warehouse in Atlanta stocked full of products, so we're ready when they're ready.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, I know there's going to be people that watch and listen to this podcast that are asking this question. Like, the tech that you guys have developed with the guardian cap on the outside of the helmet, all the benefits of having that soft shell on the outside, is there ever, like, does the benefit that it provides, is it strictly tied to it being on the outside of the helmet? Is there ever a way that it can be inside the helmet, or it's on the outside?
It's on the outside. It's physics. It's physics. It's basically, it's not only the, it's like if Mike Tyson hits you in the face, wouldn't you rather have a pillow in front of your face? So it's absorbing energy right there.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the goalpost. You don't see them putting the padding on the inside of the goalpost. They put the padding on the outside of the goalpost. But with the helmet, it's not just the direct linear impact, but these pockets all move. You can't really see it, but you see just a little bit of movement.
Uh-huh.
But what that does, it takes that force and redirects energy around the helmet. And that's what the whole, so it's a MIPS type of system. So it's redirected energy. And Stanford and the NFL labs have both stated they feel that's more important than the actual direct impact, is the redirection of the forces around the helmet. And that's why you have to have the thing on the outside.
Okay. And then I was reading an article about these, and it seemed like there were some other benefits other than just like impact reduction and collision and that kind of stuff. Like, what else do the guardian caps provide for the players?
Yeah. It's funny. As a material science company, working on projects like bulletproof glass, self-sealing fuel tanks, you'd think like we would have this super complex product, but transparently, it's just physics. It is a soft pad that goes on the outside. So some of the benefits that Lee's already talked about is obviously the impact reduction. One, it slows the force because you have that padding. The force isn't going directly into the athlete's head, but also it's redirecting around it. But ancillary benefits that we found include obviously not taking the shots to the head, but the heads to the hand, heads to the knees. We've also seen reductions in temperature. So when you have a helmet on your head and the sun is coming down on there, that radiant heat goes directly onto the athlete's head. By putting a guardian cap on top of it, the guardian cap actually absorbs all of that heat and can reduce the internal temperature of a helmet by 15 to 20 degrees.
Oh, wow.
We've also. And lastly, what we've seen and what we've started to really investigate further is the vibrational frequencies that a guardian cap reduces. So with the military, there's been a lot of study on TBIs and CTE in a lot of military members dealing with high frequency explosions, dealing with rifle rounds or going to the range. Same idea with football. You take two helmet shells and crack them together, you'll see in a room full of former athletes, you'll see guys cringe. They know what that sound is like. And there's been no direct links that we've been able to share confidently about that. But we are starting to see that some of that impact and the frequency reduction could possibly result in fewer injuries.
Yeah, the coaches say the practices are a lot quieter when they're wearing guardian caps. And the neatest thing that we hear is like former players who have worn it they come out and they say, you know what? When I've worn the Guardian cap, I don't have a headache and I'm not fuzzy after practice. And we have asked Jake at the very beginning, we said, Jake, did you ever have, before you wore a Guardian cap, did you ever have headaches? He goes, every day. I was like, why didn't you tell us this? He goes, well, you wouldn't let me play football if I told you that. there is benefits. You don't have those headaches. You don't have that fuzziness from the loud crack of two hard shells coming together. So there's multiple benefits that are come out of the Guardian cap, a soft shell over the helmet.
So I guess kind of then in line with like some of the, what players have told you about post-practice and stuff, when you were initially rolling them out into the even colleges in the NFL, what was some of the pushback you got? And then once you got them to like, just try it, you know, like it's one of those things, like, I know you'll like if you, I can just get it on your head. Then what was the feedback like, oh man, you guys were right, or like we do like this. So I guess what was the pushback, and then what kind of got people to buy in?
And I would say, I mean, the pushback was aesthetics. Is that one guy would look at the other guy and go, oh my God. When you get that, you're very nice talking about pillows on the head. We've heard condom heads. We've heard freak to zoo. I mean, everything else on there. And it is true. It is. But it's the fact and it's the physics and it's working. And once they start wearing it, they start realizing, oh my gosh. And it's not just, and our mission is all about protecting the brain and that aspect of the players. And it's not just the players. It's both their wives, their mothers. They're coming back to us and saying, hey, I want my – it's great that he's playing football right now, but he's going to be a husband. He's going to be a father. He's going to be a grandfather for many years to come. And that's what I want. I want a man that's going to be around for long term, not just playing football. And if this is protecting him for the long term, hey, we want him to wear it. Yeah, and then the players going, yeah, I've seen the players. We've had Jerome Bettis, Tim Lester, and Freddie McCreary, and all these corners.
Mark Kelso
in here. And they're serious. The CTE set is serious. I mean, one day a week, most of them are going into their basement into a quiet, dark room because of the migraines they have from hitting. I mean, Fred McCreary, when he was playing for the San Diego Chargers, he and Junior Seau cracked his helmet. And it was like, at that time, it was like, wow, this was great. They both signed the helmet. We're excited about it. And now after what happened to Junior Seau and Freddie McCreary having the headaches every week, he said, I'm looking at them, I curse that helmet. And that's what we're hoping, is that this is gonna change the face of athletes after football. Not just during football, but after football.
Well, and I like what you said there about, hey, you get their wives to buy in, because, I mean, I know Aaron's not here, but I'm sure you probably agree if the wife buys into it or she's pushing it, it's probably going to happen.
Yes.
For sure.
I can
attend. Yeah, Jake was just at a conference up in Nashville with the 50 top elite high school players up there, and that was one of the things the mothers, all these high school 50 elite came up saying, thank you. This is what we want for our son.
Yeah. Yeah. That's been amazing just to see on that side is the families that are impacted because of this. It's not just the athletes on the field. It's who they're going to be in the 40 years after they're done when the lights end up fading. So we had the chance to talk with Tate Ratledge's mom, who's currently at University of Georgia. And she was just incredibly grateful that he's getting the chance to wear this. We've been working with Dylan Gabriel, who he's a quarterback at the University of Oregon, but he even sees that it benefits his linemen, his running backs, his wide receivers. And it makes sure not only does it get it to game day, but it's going to help protect them and extend those careers. Because ultimately, you see it from the family side, but it's also from the athlete's perspective, right? If you have two options, you're talking about a college player or an NFL guy. You've got two guys that are both 6'5", run a 4.5 40. They're always taking a look at, okay, I'm comparing these two guys. How many ACL surgeries have you had? How many shoulder injuries have you had? Now, one of the statistics that they'll be looking at is how many concussions have you had? And if you're weighting two players the exact same, if this is going to help get them to the next contract, why not? Why not wear it?
No, I mean, we have a Denzel Ward's struggled with concussions his entire career since he's been in Cleveland. So I'm hoping to see like a guy like him definitely, you know, come out, keep him on the field longer. And I think it's important too, as you talked about the high school kids and stuff. Do you anticipate it going even lower than that? I know a lot of parents are hesitant to let their younger kids play football. I mean, I started playing tackle football when I was in fourth grade, and I played through high school. And I know now in our community, the tackle football, not as many kids are playing. They have to do smaller teams for tackle football. There's more kids starting in flag football, or they're not starting until middle school or even freshman year of high school. I think this is a way to preserve the game for younger kids, you know, who want to play in the Pee Wee football leagues in fourth, fifth, sixth grade, because now, you know, we're not going to be subjecting 9-year-olds to concussions, or at least hopefully greatly reducing the risk of the concussions in these elementary and middle school kids.
I'm glad you put it that way, because we don't want to come out and think that this is going to prevent a concussion, because I can hit you in your chest and you'll whiplash and get a concussion.
Yep.
So this isn't going to stop you from getting concussions, but it's going to reduce the impacts of those subconcussive hits and reduce the violence of those hard hits. So it is going to help on that aspect. So,
and as far as getting in the high schools, I mean, yes, absolutely. We love football and we want to see football continue. People think that we hate football because we're just trying to sissy up the game. That's not our goal. We think that, I mean, Aaron's not here, but the story of her dad was he came up in Bel Air, Ohio, son of a coal miner. He used football to get out of there. He went, he was one of the top recruited players back in the 1950s, ended up going and playing football at Purdue University, got a job with Brockway Glass afterwards, became an executive there, moved to Atlanta. So his story, as well as thousands of others, football is an incredible gateway to pick up people up and out of their current circumstances and provide them and their families with a better life. So I hope that we can actually, by people wearing a guardian cap, can increase participation in football, not reduce participation in football. This is just another layer of safety that hopefully can make parents feel more comfortable with the idea of their kid playing a game that has provided opportunities for so many.
I would almost kind of, I guess, liken it to the flak jacket for players and quarterbacks specifically. I mean, those weren't always around, but then they started, somebody developed, I don't know the story behind the flak jacket, but I'm sure the first time that was introduced, players were like, man, that makes me look kind of fat. Like, I don't really want to wear that flak jacket. Yeah. Now, I don't think a quarterback plays football without one, do they?
Think about even more, a face mask.
Oh yeah, they had face masks like when they started.
You know, the first person who came out with a bar, everybody was probably like, "Look at this doing, pansy! Yeah. Got a bar on his helmet. He doesn't get kicked in the face. What a sissy!" You know, like,
yeah. We have pictures of Aaron's dad over here on the wall back in the 1950s where he had no face mask, and it was just a. In the end of the 1950s, they went from leather helmets to the hard shell. When John Rodell invented the hard shell. And people didn't want to wear that. They said, oh, I don't want to wear that hard shell. I want to wear my leather helmet. It's just time. It's just it's a paradigm shift. And that's what we feel this technology is a paradigm shift, is going into it. I mean, before, when we came out in 2012, every helmet was hard shell. Now what happens with helmets? King Vices? Vices got that soft shell to it. They following us. They're following our lead here. And they're just doing it with some of the helmets. But what they're finding out is even with the Rodell flexing or the shut helmet flexing, putting this on top of every single helmet helps reduce the impact and help the redirect the energies. So they're not there yet, but they're getting there.
Hey, you guys likening it to the face mask or shoulder pads or whatever else gives us a lot of confidence. I mean, I don't know if we're there. I mean, that's a huge blessing, and we just feel grateful that we can provide a better opportunity for these guys to play the game they love, hopefully without the repercussions. And if this becomes the standard in the future, then that'd be amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's just one of those things. I think when you see something new that you're not used to, you've never really seen it before, it's going to look kind of like, oh, that doesn't look right. You know, I don't want to say it looks dumb, but it just doesn't look right. You know, even when those SpeedFlex helmets first came out, it was like, man, it's got like that. Yeah. Hexagon on the forehead, like that looks kind of weird. And now you don't even think twice about it because every player pretty much wears it. So you're right. As it gets more introduced into the league, I think people will definitely get used to it.
I think people are hesitant. People are hesitant to change. Most people.
Yeah.
It's like why there's no assigned seats in college, but you sit in the same seat every day. You know. Right. And if you walk in and somebody's sitting in the same seat you sit in every day, you get irritated, even though they're not assigned seats. And it's like, so I think people are slow to change. They're but. eventually they'll embrace it. And that's, you know, like you said, that's why we have face masks and shoulder pads and all that good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Manly Bands. Dog Pack, if you followed the show for a while, you know that I recently got married. I got my wedding band at Manly Bands. Now, I opted for something a little more simple, so I just got a plain, simple, gold, polished band from Manly Bands, but that's not everybody, and I'm telling you, they've got so many cool different designs and materials available. They've got stuff. They've got bands made out of Jack Daniel's whiskey barrels, meteorites, even dinosaur bones. It's so cool. Just head to manlybands.com, check out the selection, see what they have. They've even got build your own bands if you want to make a custom style band for yourself. And right now, use promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at manlybands.com when you check out, and you'll get 25% off your order. 25% is a big deal. So make sure, if you guys are looking for a new wedding band, Blake mentioned last week or two on the show that, you know, he's lost a lot of weight in the last year. And so his wedding band is a little too big for him. So he's thinking about getting a new one. And I told him, I said, just go to Manly Bands, see what they got. And the 25% off your order is such a great deal. You really can't beat it. So at least go check it out, see what they have. They've got some really cool stuff. And again, promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, if you decide to buy one, and you'll get 25% off of that purchase. If you don't know your ring size, you can order a free ring size guide. They'll ship it straight to you. You can punch out the little rings and put them on your finger to see which size fits you best. And then every single band you order comes with a free silicone ring for whenever you want to work out or go swimming or whatever you need a silicone band for. You get one for free shipped with your purchase of a Manly Band from manlybands.com. So check it out. Again, manlybands.com. Use promo code DAWGS for 25% off your order.
Obviously, you're not doctors, but we've talked a lot about how it's protecting us. And we've said CTE. For people who don't know, just, I guess, can you... what is it, you know, in best non-doctor's terms? I'm not asking you to be a professional, a PhD. And what are like the effects? We mentioned Junior Seau and some of these guys having to go into dark rooms. Like, why is it so important to protect the people from this disease and this effect of constantly hitting their head?
Yeah, over the last 14 years, I've sat through a lot of medical conferences. We go to these conferences because we want to learn as much as we can about the brain. I mean, part of it was... at the very beginning, there's a God thing, sentence, direction. Is like, one is protect our own son that was involved with it. And then in 2000, we said, okay, God, we're going to do this. And then in 2012, our second daughter had brain cancer. And it's like, oh God, okay, we got to keep doing this for that. I mean, she's fine now. She's got three children doing really well. She's our accountant and selling infill for the turf fields for us now. So she's doing great, but it's led us in that direction. So we wanted to learn as much as we could about the brain and what the concussion is. And I met with Dr. Binay Ubalay, the one who was a concussion movie. I met with him in California at one of these conferences. And with CTE, they're getting close to be able to diagnose. Right now, the only way you can diagnose if somebody has CTE is after they die, you slice their brain up and you find little nodules. And it's basically in your brain, it's dead parts of your proteins that have solidified in your brain. They're starting to figure out some tests so they can start running tests while you're still alive to find out if you're pre-diagnosed toward having CTE. A lot of it is not just from that one big impact. It's from your brain constantly twisting and shearing. And then the people who sit there and say, well, it doesn't matter if this is on your head, it's like an egg. It's your brain's hitting the inside of your skull and that's what's causing it. No. If you have absorption of the energy out here, your brain is not hitting the inside of your skull as hard. Instead of going like that, it's going like this. So you're not getting that shearing and you're not getting it. But what happens is when that shearing does happen, it takes a while for your brain to repair itself. And in the Purdue study that they did, and they measured these high school students, what they found out is the students who had a big concussion, they did an MRI on them. They did, I think, three high schools. And they did an MRI on them prior to the season, and then they did an MRI on the whole team after the season, all the students. And the kids who had a concussion their MRI showed a certain level of color in their brain where they had the concussion. The students that had over 700 hits that they measured for the where they had the sensors on the helmets, 700 major hits to their head, they also had that same dead part of their brain. So all this is what they're learning. And Dr. Cantu, who's at Boston University, I'll sit on twice a year. We go to his meetings. And his thing was before is like, hey, it's all about CT. Now it's all about subconcussive. And he's actually promoting that kids do not play tackle football under the age of, was it 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's promoting that now. Because what they're seeing is it's that hit. It's like a pitcher has a number of pitches in baseball, and they got to sit down. They're saying the same thing with kids. And they're saying kids who start and play, was it a 11 years? Mm-hmm. Is it 7 years of football are more likely to have CTE. So a lot of these professional players that they're finding out that had CTE, they played 7 or more years of football as they're coming up through from high school to college to professional and everything else. If they played less than that, I think it's 11 years. I think it was, the number was 11 years. They played less than that, they were less likely to have CTE is what they're finding out. So it's all those little subconcussion hit, and it's just it's damaging your brain. It's causing the protein, the tau protein is what they have in there, and that tau protein is solidifying and just deadening part of your brain. And that's as far as I can go. You get a brain surgeon, we busted through a lot of those. They give you can have those on the next show, and they can tell you more about this. But it's serious. I feel that a lot of youth in this nation, there's a lot of issues of acting out, drug use, alcohol use, suicide, teen suicide from too many hits to the head. It's causing it at an early stage. And it's not football. It's hockey. It's lacrosse. It's soccer. Soccer cheerleading is one of the top sports for concussions, if you believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean, so fall off the top of the pyramid.
They take that fly up. That fly drops down. It hits on their heads. There's a lot of concussions in cheerleading.
I'm happy you mentioned the other sports because I had just typed another question. Do you see this branching into anything outside of football? Like, the first one I thought of was hockey, and then I started thinking about combat sports. You know, I don't know. Obviously, in boxing, they're wearing gloves, and the point is to try to knock the other guy out. So they're going to let you wear headgear. I know they have. So I don't know, like, how far. But do you see other applications in other sports where, like, you could see this kind of be everywhere?
Yeah. So one of the areas that we're expanding into this past year, we, like Lee said, we've done research on what are the top concussion sports in the U.S. It goes football, cheerleading, then men's and women's ice hockey. So we've retrofitted the Guardian cap to fit a hockey helmet now as well. It's on the mannequin back there behind us.
But, I see it. Yep.
Yeah. So we're expanding into that market now. We just completed a study with Virginia Tech and saw some pretty great data in terms of impact reduction on that side. We also have our 7v7 loop product. So the Guardian cap is really meant to fit over a traditional football helmet. That's what its job is to do, is to reduce that impact on the hard shell plastic, whether it be for football, for hockey, lacrosse. As we find time, we will expand into other sports. Right now, knowing where we're at, we only have 6% of the football market actively wearing a Guardian cap. It was crazy being at this recruiting event this past week with On3. We did a study. I mean, you're going to be using a Guardian cap at the next level. All 32 NFL teams are wearing them. The Canadian Football League is wearing them. 90%+ of NCAA D1 programs are wearing Guardian caps. At that event, only 8 of the top 50 guys were actively wearing a Guardian cap. So there's so much space for us to expand into and more athletes for us to help. But outside of football sports, we have our Loop product here that we've developed with Zenith for flag football, which is an incredibly fast-growing sport, and they are still taking those impacts to the head. So this is the highest-rated impact reduction while still being the lowest cost available on the market. What's been great about this product is we do know how to make something slightly aesthetically pleasing. So athletes love this because the reason they love 77 and flag is in football, you're wearing a helmet. You don't know who the athlete is. You don't have that same brand recognition that you do at football, or you don't get that same recognition that you do in a sport like basketball. So this allows an athlete to have longer hair, have dreads. It works for guys. It works for girls. So we've got that. We have our Pearl lacrosse balls, which are the official ball of the NCAA for men's and women's lacrosse. And then we have a bio-based turf infill that keeps fields 28 degrees cooler than your standard crumb rubber fields.
Well, how many of y'all been on one of those turf fields during the middle of the summer and you feel like you're just going to die from the heat coming off of it?
Yeah.
No.
So that's all that chrome rubber. That's all tires. They're old tires that ground up and threw out there, and it just absorbs that energy and releases it back out. And those fields get up to 140, 150 degrees Fahrenheit. And we've got a bio-based material that reflects the radiant energy. And it's kind of like the guarding cap. It keeps the fields about 20, 25 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that long answer in terms of impact reduction and where we see going on that side. But the mission of the company is to bridge the gap between what athletes deserve and what's currently available on the market. So as we see problems arise and we see that we can be a potential solution, we're going to get into this case.
Cool. I and forgive me if this is a super dumb question, because I'm like the furthest thing you could be from an engineer. But you talked about how it's ideally designed to go over a football helmet, and you talked about how you have retrofitted it to the hockey helmet. Does the surface area of the football helmet, is that why? Because you said like the one of the biggest reasons why it's so successful is because it redirects the vibration. So is it because the hockey helmet is smaller? There's not as much surface area to deflect, and then so there it's still absorbing too much? Or I guess the science behind why is it so much better on a football helmet than on something else?
No, it's better on a hockey helmet.
Okay.
Because if you've seen a hockey helmet, they're crap.
Yes.
Well, a football helmet, the standard that Noxie has on the football helmet is that it's a severity index.
Okay.
And they said it has to be below 1200 severity index to stop a skull fracture. That's all football helmets were created for. Back in the day when the wedge was going and everything else, you had a lot of skull fractures and deaths in football. They said, hey, we just set it at 1200 severity index, and that will stop skull fractures. Want to stop concussion, skull fractures. But the football helmets have gotten so good, they're down around 250 to 300 severity index. So they're so far below the 1200, it's amazing. Hockey helmets, 1200. they're just barely. Because the guys don't, every hockey player doesn't have teeth. They don't want to wear a helmet. They don't want to wear a face mask. They don't want to wear anything. And they put the lightest helmet they can put on their head. And to get the lightest helmet, you don't put any padding in it. It's a lightweight shell just sitting on. You might as well put a Tupperware on their head. And so the guarding cap on top of that is reducing over 50%. It reduces like 30% of the impact off of this. It's reducing over 50 to 60% off a hockey helmet.
Okay.
So I hope that answers your question a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Like I said, I told you I'm not an engineer. I'm barely a podcaster.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, for people, again, watching, listening to this, I think it's just important to remember that, you know, you said about, you get some of the feedback, oh, you're going to put these soft shells in the helmets, oh, they're sissies and all this kind of stuff. The CTE and the focus on concussions in the NFL has skyrocketed in recent years. I mean, we see guys miss games for concussions like we have not seen before. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like it's probably because they're being a little more cautious about it. And I think they're a little better at recognizing the symptoms of those concussions.
Yep.
So I just feel like in recent years, more guys have been missing time due to concussions. And, you know, as football fans, fantasy football players, all these avenues that, you know, revolve around football, we want players on the field. We want football being played. And the only way to keep these guys on the field and to keep football progressing forward is to make safety features like this. So I love what you guys are doing with the Guardian caps. And yes, everybody, I know they look a little weird, but in 5 years, they might not look so weird anymore if we're used to them.
I mean, there's a lot of money in football. There's a lot of money around football.
Yep.
I mean, you talk to some of the owners, do they want to lose their $10 million a year defensive end and miss a game. They want that guy on the field. So if this is just a part of that solution, and the thing is about a guardian cap is we're not in this to make money. This is not an expensive product. For the NFL, it's about $100 per unit. For high school teams, we're going about $55 per unit.
Okay.
We want to offer this to as many players as possible and help as many athletes as possible. So as far as an investment choice, especially for some of these NFL teams, we hope, no pun intended, it's a no-brainer.
Well, look, it's helping me hit more of my parlays. Guys are staying on the field.
Yeah, exactly. No, I love it. But no, I mean, concussion research has come so far, and the NFL has been a pioneer and a leader in this space in terms of investing in the safety of their athletes. So we're grateful to be able to work with them to put this product out there. And honestly, I mean, no one knew what a concussion was up to 14 years ago, back in 2010. It used to just be you were getting your bell rung.
Right.
Now what they've started to figure out is we're going to put athletes, they're seeing that once a concussion takes place, it takes, I think there was a study done by Northside Hospital here in Atlanta, but it takes up to, 2 weeks for an athlete to fully recover?
Fully recover, yeah.
Depending on
and what happens is if you get a second concussion within a week of your first concussion, it could be terminal.
Yeah.
And that's what the NFL is worried about. Is that's why they got the concussion protocols out there, is that they're identifying, hey, if you got a concussion, you may not want to take care of yourself. We're going to take care of you. We're looking for these concussions. They got angles, camera angles everywhere. They're watching, and they got the protocols because they want to protect these players.
Yeah.
They want to make sure they're safe.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys were players or played sports at some point in the past. I mean, if you have the chance to miss a game, you're going to take every opportunity to get out there on the field. You're going to bury those symptoms. You're going to hide it. These athletes don't want to miss time.
Yep.
It's taking the player personnel and the team doctors and the coaches really prioritizing the safety of their athletes to get to the next level. So that's what we've been really impressed with, is the fact that NFL, collegiate teams, even down to high schools, people are starting to actually care about the athletes more than just caring about winning the next game. So we're grateful for that side as well.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. Cause I mean, as Browns fans, we saw Deshaun Watson had a broken bone in his shoulder and was telling the guys, just shoot it up. I'll be okay. I can play. Wow. They were like, you could ruin your shoulder for the rest of your life if you don't get this fixed.
Yeah.
So I can just imagine something that isn't so obviously, you know, like a broken bone is one thing, but a head injury, that would be a little easier to hide, I would think, or at least to attempt to hide.
Yep.
And you're right. These guys want to be on the field. So I could definitely see that being a...
I think it's super important, high school, too.
They have these concussion protocols where they basically take tests
It's
a baseline test. And all the athletes in high school know to dummy it down. They dummy down. So then when they do get a concussion, it's like, oh, you're normal. I'm like, no, you're not.
I think
they're making sure they don't do that.
I think it's really important too, because I've had a bunch of concussions, if you can't tell. Weirdly enough, none of them from playing football. You guys had anything for slow pitch softball? I've had a couple from that, a couple from playing basketball. Like, yeah, oddly enough, never from football, which is weird.
You're not supposed to header the softball, right?
I know. I didn't practice good fundamentals. But you, as somebody said, you don't always know, like, it, you can almost shake it off at first with, like, you know, a couple of my concussions. Like, I get hit and I'm like, oh, I'm a little groggy, but I shake it off and then I feel fine until a half hour later where I sit down and then I'm like, oh wait. So, you know, so if somebody's got their adrenaline going and they get their bell rung, they might be able to shake it off and you might not even be able to tell something's really wrong with them until 20 minutes after the game and all of a sudden they're in the corner puking or something. So I think all this stuff is good. And I think it's important. I think football is important not only for entertainment, but just like the lower you go, it teaches discipline and accountability. Like, it helps build good men, not to be corny on here.
No, it does. It does.
And like, I think sometimes we just, you know, we need that. Anything that's going to help build better, stronger little humans, I think is better for society. So I think it's really awesome what you guys are doing.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. We're just blessed to be here at this point. I mean, we would not be here without God in getting to this point. I mean, this should not have worked. We had every reason that this is the stupidest idea I've ever heard of, but just through grit and determination and God opening a lot of doors, now we not only they're not selling out of the back of their car anymore. We'll put it that way. So,
well, it's been a huge blessing. Yeah, you find them at Dick's Sporting Goods and Academy and Shields.
Yeah,
so they're everywhere now. So that's a blessing.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you have anything else, Josh? You good?
No, I just really appreciate you guys coming on here and talking. You guys are a lot of fun. I mean, I was talking to earlier, I said just in the email conversation back and forth, I'm like, I think these guys are going to be kind of fun to talk to. They seem like they have a good sense of humor, good personalities. Yeah.
I don't talk to a lot of people with IQs over 100.
Laughed at enough that we learn how to laugh if I didn't do anything. Yeah.
We can laugh at ourselves. So,
awesome. Well, we appreciate you guys being here, taking time, especially around dinner time. Come on here and talk to us, talk about football. We're excited for you guys. It's a great success story. We appreciate everything you guys are doing for the game of football, the game that we love that gave us the one hobby I get out of the house for a week. We really appreciate you guys taking time, joining us. Good luck with everything in the future, and we appreciate you guys being here.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for spreading the word out there. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it.
Once again, we want to thank Jake and Lee for joining us. And hopefully, her name's Erin, right?
Yes, Erin.
Erin, yep. Hopefully you have a safe trip back if you get to catch the episode. I know you had kind of a rough day, and it sounds like you had a good day. but you got stuck flying, and that always sucks. So hopefully you have a safe trip back home, and you enjoy the episode, and you finally get to watch it, hopefully. And we just appreciate you guys taking time, joining us, and hanging out with us for an evening of fun talk. Everybody who watched, listened, has subscribed, liked, thank you. We appreciate all the support. We appreciate everything you guys have done for that show. For the show as we get closer to 10,000 subscribers. Make sure you guys keep an eye out in the coming weeks. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up. I don't want to say it and possibly jinx it, but just know that if everything comes to fruition, we're going to be putting out some of our coolest content yet. We got a lot of cool stuff in the works as long as it all pans out. So we're really excited to bring you all that stuff. We appreciate you guys being here, and we'll be back with Justin next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.